The way the creek looks right now, it's very still, and it gives the impression of depth. The shoreline is very full and green with rushes and grasses and shrubs. Initially, I remember fishing in the creek, and it's a different style of fishing than you're probably used to. It's wading in the water and sort of picking the fish up and throwing them onto the shore. During the height of the season, we would do that. We would take a basket into the creek and scoop them up or catch them if we were at depth enough with our hands. I really remember coming to the creekside with my family and having this afternoon affair in the water, floundering about, and then having to carry all of these fish home and clean them and drying them or cooking them. I remember catfish in the creek. There was a bony blackfish. It was great in the middle of the winter when you had some that was jerked. Early on, there was some bass, salmon as well. But they have now since disappeared from the creek. Before European contact, this creek was used in various manners, but all for sustenance. It was used for fresh water, it was used for food, it was used for gathering material to construct baskets. The creek provided a great deal of game, pheasants, turkeys, quail, and the small animals, the rabbits, the foxes. All of those animals were used for clothing, for food, for ornamentation, to decorate one's lodge, or just to show off. This creek is of utmost importance to the tribe today because there are still sacred sites along this creek. There are stories that go along with those village sites that the tribe has a duty to maintain and recapture and talk about again. This creek has been a source of life for the tribe. The current tribe has a duty to make sure that that life doesn't go unattended and unexplained. The creek has several uses for the Wintu Nation today. It obviously will supply irrigation water for our farms and our herds, but it also gives us the ability to use it recreationally during summertime. My favorite thing about this creek is it's still here. And I get so excited in the high water season when the water's flowing. There's a sound to the water, and it almost has a song-like tone to it, where the water is singing. And even when it's quiet, then it becomes a form of meditation. It isn't singing, it's thinking.